flying high at the Oscars.
Birdman.
Winter's wicked impact.
Looks like a war zone with so many power lines down.
Dealing with a mall threat.
There will be enhanced security, seen and unseen.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A dark show business tale stole the show on Hollywood's big night. CBS's Steve Futterman covered the Academy Awards.
It's the Oscars!
No single film completely dominated the Academy Awards, but there was one clear winner.
The Oscar goes to
Birdman.
Birdman won the top award, Best Picture, and it tied the Grand Budapest Hotel for the most Oscars, four. In the acting categories,
Julianne Moore still out.
Julianne Moore, as expected, won Best Actress for her role as an Alzheimer's patient in Still Alice.
I'm thrilled, actually, that that we were able to hopefully shine a light on Alzheimer's disease.
The Oscar goes to Eddie Redmayne!
He won Best Actor for his role in The Theory of Everything. J.K. Simmons won Best Supporting Actor for Whiplash. Patricia Arquette won Best Supporting Actress for Boyhood. As she accepted, she talked about women's rights.
It's our time to have wage equality once and for all, and equal rights for women in the United States of America.
There were a pair of memorable musical moments.
Are a few of my favorite things.
Lady Gaga sang songs from The Sound of Music, part of a salute to the film. Best original song went to Glory from the film Selma. There was a stirring live performance by John Legend and Common. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Academy Awards in Hollywood.
Airlines have canceled more than 1,200 flights today. It's especially bad in Dallas. There's freezing rain and sleet in central Texas that will head east today. More than 20 deaths in Tennessee have been blamed on the stormy, icy weather in that state over the past week. Patty Doherty of the Red Cross is at a Baptist church in Monterey, Tennessee that's now a shelter.
They don't have heat. They had no way to even get down here. We have numerous patients on oxygen.
There are bitter cold temperatures this morning in the upper Midwest with below zero wind chills. If you head to the mall this week, you might see more security on hand after the weekend threat by the Al-Qaeda-linked faction in Somalia, Al-Shabaab. It mentioned Minnesota's Mall of America as a potential target, along with others in the West. That's the group that carried out the deadly mall attack in Kenya in 2013. On Face the Nation, Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson said more has to be done to find Americans who've become radicalized and might take signals from groups overseas.
There is an unknown factor. I have a reasonable degree of confidence that we know who they are, but I don't have a complete degree of confidence, so there's more work to do there.
More information is emerging about three British schoolgirls who took off for Syria to apparently link up with ISIS. Live to London and CBS's Vicky Barker.
It's emerged that one of the girls was following at least 70 Islamist extremists on Twitter, exposing her to graphic scenes of violence, and that the authorities apparently failed to spot that she'd approached one known jihadist bride who was supposed to be under surveillance. Their families have issued emotional appeals.
Baby, please come home. Mom needs you more than anything in the world.
The British police have flown to Turkey, where the girls were last spotted, but it appears the trail's gone cold. Steve.
The U.S. effort against ISIS is tops on new Defense Secretary Ashton Carter's first overseas trip as Pentagon chief.
Carter says he's gathered these military, intelligence, and diplomatic leaders to sit around one table and talk about all the dimensions of the campaign against ISIS.
And what we discuss here and what I learn here will be important to me as I formulate our own direction in this campaign and as I help the president to lead it.
Carter said he needs to be convinced these leaders have thought through not just the first, but the second and third steps in this battle to ensure it's a lasting defeat of ISIS. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Kuwait.
In eastern Ukraine, the military says a heavy weapons pullback from the front lines has been delayed because of attacks by pro-Russian rebels. Motorists enjoyed the ride when gas prices tumbled for weeks. Now they've been rising. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says there's been a 26 cent a gallon rise the past month.
The gasoline price bottomed out 4 weeks ago. First, it jumped up 13 cents. Now it has done so again. This is partly because of crude oil. It is refining issues.
And because of a refinery blast in Southern California, prices in Los Angeles jumped 35 cents a gallon to an average of $2.91. That's tops in the lower 48 states. The surprise winner of yesterday's Daytona 500 was a sensation as a teenager, considered washed up by some at 22. Now, on top of it all, at 24 years old.
I'm Peter King. Expectations were sky high for Joey Logano, who was once called sliced bread, as in the next best thing. He found himself unemployed when he failed to live up to it.
And it was an opportunity for me to regroup, be who I wanted to be as an adult and not as an 18-year-old kid anymore, and go out there and work hard.
Something team owner Roger Penske says Logano has done since day one.
When he joined the team, he won races. You saw what he did last year, and this is just the start, of a career that he's going to be a guy at the top for a long time.
Logano says he did what he had to do. Mostly, he says it was just a matter of growing up. Peter King, CBS News at the Daytona 500.
Prosecution rebuttal witnesses are back on the stand today at the American Sniper trial. CBS's Heather Bosch joins us.
Defense attorneys claim ex-Marine Eddie Ray Routh was legally insane when he shot and killed Navy sharpshooter Chris Kyle and friend Chad Littlefield. The prosecution's been calling in its own mental health experts to say Routh was legally responsible.
I do think that the better psychiatrist can win the day.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman there. Kleeman says closing arguments could take place later today. The jury might get the case as early as tomorrow. Routh faces life in prison without parole if convicted.
At least 11 students at Connecticut's Wesleyan University are hospitalized. It's suspected they took the stimulant known as Molly. Three are said to be in critical condition. A Disney vacation just got more expensive. A one-day ticket at California's Disneyland, now $99 for anyone 10 or older. That's up $3. Not a problem for this woman.
For $99, it's pretty cheap for a full day and evening's entertainment.
Florida Magic Kingdom prices went up yesterday from $99 to $105. The latest research indicates experts are making more progress that could help people with peanut allergies. Here's CBS's Don Daler.
9-year-old Josh Mandelbaum is fearless on the tennis court. Not so much when it comes time for the handshake.
I was scared that if I shook someone else's hand, I could have a reaction.
He is severely allergic to peanuts. Josh is one of 221 patients in a new peanut allergy therapy trial. He wears a patch that releases peanut protein into the skin. The study found that the patch allowed participants to have a higher tolerance for peanuts. Last year, Josh could only tolerate a quarter of a peanut. Now that has increased to 2 peanuts. Don Daler, CBS News, New York.
Not a factor at the Oscars, but 50 Shades of Grey won the weekend box office again. It earned more than $23 million in its second weekend. Kingsman, The Secret Service, was number 2. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.